In the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The bodies of two missing boaters at Lake Jordan have now been recovered. They went missing after a boating accident Thursday night near Weoka Creek. Five others were injured in the crash. The search for a murder suspect is over this morning. Officials tell us Jamal Brown was taken into custody in Auburn Sunday. Now, Brown is believed to have been involved in the shooting death of 18-year-old Cedric Howard in the 400 block of MLK Boulevard in Tuskegee Saturday night. And Montgomery Fire Rescue crews battled two vacant house fires Sunday. The first was at Eric Lane and Cherry Hill Road near Regency Park in southeast Montgomery. The second was in the 700 block of Davidson Street in West Montgomery. No injuries were reported, and the cause of these fires remains under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Residents in Southern California, the ground rattling over and over again after that 7.1 magnitude quake Friday night near Ridgecrest. As many as 30,000 aftershocks may rock the towns near the epicenter in the next year.
A South Florida shopping center unrecognizable.
Building explodes, though.
From a blast many couldn't believe, they survived.
Actor Cameron Boyce, known for his roles in the Disney Channel show Jesse and the Descendants movies, has passed away.
A billionaire arrested after flying in from Paris. Law enforcement officials say Jeffrey Epstein abused dozens of girls.
In one of those early cables, the United Kingdom ambassador to the U.S., Sir Kim Dark, suggested that President Trump might be in debt to dodgy Russians.
Music legend Stevie Wonder. The singer surprising the audience in London's Hyde Park, announcing he'll be taking a break from touring to get a kidney transplant in September.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Rested and ready to go. Great time during the holidays. That was really special to have that many days. And really allowed me to do a lot of other things. 272-9228. Forgot to mention to you, first time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Got to meet Lee, gave Lee her card, and she was thrilled. She was a big Fresh Market kind of person. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in it from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I've got to head down there and get some more Silver King corn. That was a big, big hit.
I believe it.
People were like, oh, I can't believe this stuff. And they were doing the thing, no, nothing on it, just the butter. It was that good. It was really good in those. Fresh Market, as of yesterday, still had the New York Strip Prime and Premium on sale. Got to see young Daniel Morris and Braves won 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. Marlins only won like 35 games this entire year. Mm-hmm. Not doing too well. But we watched the game. The one game they lost, we watched together, which was a shame. Didn't make it nearly as good. But he's headed back to headed back yesterday to Knoxville to head back to law school. Seems to really be enjoying that. Okay, so now let's continue on with America's Newsroom. And what you can hear here, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E, is Trump versus the socialists. And we'll give you some interesting polling data here.
If you go back to that ABC Washington Post poll, Tom, Trump leads any generic Democrat who you regard as a socialist by 6 points, 49% to 43%.
Right.
Now, on the head-to-head matchup that you say pay no attention to, and I think that's good wisdom on your part, by the way, I thought that's what Pelosi was trying to say in that Marine Dow column. She wants her party to be center-left. She doesn't want those on the far, far left to dominate the message. And I think in that interview, she said, I don't know if I can be left enough in order to satisfy these people, paraphrasing her words. Go.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi is a liberal Democrat. I mean, she's from San Francisco. She's about as liberal as you can be. She's also, however, a pragmatist. She knows that she needs to deliver on a certain agenda so the Democrats can take that to the American people on health care, on prescription drugs, all that.
That's the argument
exactly.
I'm making. She said, if the left doesn't think I'm left enough, so be it. Continue.
Exactly. Well, and the point being, the only headlines that are coming out of Washington these days are about investigations that are going on President Trump out of the various committees that are controlled by Democrats, mm-hmm. and the tweets that are making headlines from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going down to the border and saying people are drinking out of toilets, which obviously the Border Patrol denies that ever happened. So those are the kind of things that are occupying the public's mind, not those kitchen table issues of these voters in the states that are going to decide this election.
She's being driven by congressional Democrats who want impeachment and Bernie Sanders' left-wing agenda that brings socialism to America. Mm. That's what she's fighting.
I thought it was interesting, the polling, when you Trump is running against someone who's identified as a socialist again. I think he's right on it. I think he's targeted, beamed in on this. He knows what the deal is, paint them all as socialists or whoever's going to run as a socialist, let them deny it. It's kind of like the old LBJ quote where the LBJ tells his staff person, said, I want you to go around the district and tell everybody that my opponent is having sex with pigs. And the staff person said, but sir, that's not true. And he said, yeah, but I want to hear him deny it. that's a great line. That is so quintessential politics here. Okay, so now we're going to get into the Biden apology. Listen to this.
Speaking of the front runner, Joe Biden, it took him a while, but he has officially come out and apologized for comments about working with segregationists during his time in the Senate. Here is that apology.
Listen. I was back along a few weeks ago. Somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again. Yes, I was. I regret it. I'm sorry for the pain and misconception.
I say finally, Jose, because there were many, even within his own party, who said that this needed to happen. Why did he wait so long?
We're so early in this campaign. I mean, the vice president's going to make mistakes. Other candidates are going to make mistakes. If we look at it, let's just look at the president. President Trump makes mistakes, I would say, almost every single day. So this is going to happen. This is part of our political system. It's very, very early. I think Joe is just getting back into the game of things.
See, do you think that he feels that it's hurting him because he chose South Carolina to go ahead and do it? To bring the issue back up again?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the vice president was trying to message. His messaging wasn't in accord to what he meant to say. He meant to say, like we just saw in the video.
Well, he felt compelled to have a little cleanup duty here.
Oh yeah, I mean for sure. I don't got to disagree with Jose on this one. I mean, look, Joe Biden, the fact that he was compelled to apologize shows that it was hurting him in the polls. And Joe Biden has lost 6 points just in the last few weeks since his debate. I mean, he is on a downward slide.
He's that high up.
The idea that he's going to suddenly regroup and become this disciplined, messenger or have this disciplined message moving forward, that's not who he is. That's not how he operates. And so I think this stuff is going to add up over time. And I think it's really threatening his hold as front runner in this race.
Yep.
Yes.
Everybody said this. We said from the very beginning he was going to make gaffes. And what he's doing when he doesn't have a teleprompter and he's just talking, he's got a problem. And then to go fix it, he's got to go have a teleprompter. That's exactly what happened in that statement that he read in South Carolina.
Well, and Senator Harris just happened to be the person who punched Joe Biden. But the way he was acting in that last debate, it looked like, oh, that guy's going to get punched.
Yeah,
like
he looked guilty.
Yeah, he looked ripe to be taken to task.
So I don't know. This is interesting because this is a guy who definitely got a glass jaw. If he's done it once, he's done it twice. Now this is the third time, and you just don't stop doing this. And you don't. There's no way to fix it. You can't do everything. Can be a teleprompter, and where he's made some real mistakes are in these one-on-one interviews that he's doing, and he says what he really believes, and. But it gets interpreted, when it goes to the strainer, it comes out wrong to him. Okay, so let's finish up here. You're going to hear about the Iowa and Nevada vote by phone possibility here.
What is it?
Six.
Number six, yes.
David. There's two problems for Joe Biden. One, he hasn't controlled the narrative one day since he got in the race. And he continues to be led by the rest of the candidates about what he's going to talk about, which is one problem. Two is, does the Biden campaign understand that how to win a nomination today is very different than what it has been the two times he has run before?
What do you think the answer is?
Let me give you an example. Now, Nevada and Iowa are talking about allowing caucus voters to cast their votes by phone. Now, every day he has a hiccup, that matters, right? Because as you're trying to turn out voters, and is he going to be able to maximize on this? And you have 20% of Iowa Democrats who say they plan on voting by phone. And in this, every day a new message comes out that has an impact on voters. And are they ready to capitalize on that when some of these, these first-time candidates are thinking about how they maximize California now being Super Tuesday, Iowa and Nevada now being voting by phone? It's a different way you get your vote.
That they're only doing this during caucus. They're only doing it during the primary portion of it. It's in a general election deal.
Hmm.
But I think that could be some problems for people.
Just a bit.
So what I would do is get a whole bunch of Republicans and phone in and get, what's her name, the crystal hugger lady, Williamson.
Oh, Marianne Williamson, yes. Well, all we need really in this country, Dan, is love. We need to pour divine buckets of love all over our enemies.
Divine buckets of love.
Yes, she actually has a tweet. It's been making the rounds saying, if you ever feel heartbroken, think about the person who did this to you and imagine yourself pouring divine buckets of love all over them.
Buckets of love. I like that. I like buckets of love. Okay. So Byron York is going to be talking about this border fight, and then we'll kind of get into the Tlaib stuff here. This is Byron York, the border fight and the vote.
You say it's a fight that's escalating. You say it's a fight that's escalating. You're likely correct about that, Byron.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, it appears that these four members, Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, Omar, and Presley, just get under Nancy Pelosi's skin, or maybe more accurately, all the press coverage they get gets under Nancy Pelosi's skin. And when she dismisses them as saying, well, they've got their little Twitter world, and there's just four people, and that's all the votes they got. You know, in fact, 95 Democrats voted against that border bill. That's not nothing. That's about 40% of the Democratic conference in the House. So this is a fight that appears to be kind of personal, and there will come times, as Nancy Pelosi certainly knows, in which she'll need their votes.
That And that is a big difference. Remember, the report that you heard earlier kind of said, no, it was just a handful of votes, only 4 votes. No, it was 95 votes. And I had to go check that out, and it was correct. What it is, it got a ton of Republicans, but it got a lot of Democrats on it to get the humanitarian aid. So now, Byron, you're going to be talking about Nancy and the 4 horsewomen.
We just heard from Ocasio-Cortez. Here's what Omar said in her tweet. You know, they're just really salty about who is wielding the power to shift public sentiment these days, sis. Sorry, not sorry. As that goes back and forth, reading that piece in that interview with Nancy Pelosi, I saw a different message in it. I saw a woman who was saying we're the party center left. We're not the party that you saw on the debate stage 2 weeks ago, Byron.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest issues dividing them now, maybe the biggest issue dividing them now, is the impeachment of President Trump. And there are a large number of Democrats in the Democratic Conference who want to proceed with impeachment hearings and impeachment investigation, go forward with that. Nancy Pelosi is famously against it. We have seen some new polls just in the last few days that support Pelosi's position. The new Washington Post poll showed that 37% of those of the public supports going forward with impeachment proceedings, while 59% oppose it. So that fight is going to continue, but I think numbers like what we're seeing in these polls will keep Pelosi with her heels dug in on this and opposing impeachment in the House.
Imagine how much this is going to start changing as we get into the actual primary process. And, the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is made up of a whole bunch of Democrats that got elected recently in Republican areas. And they got to be scared. They've got to be scared, particularly if they're in some of these areas that you're going to kind of go, well, wait a minute, Iowa being one of them. And the economy, they're going to talk the economy down, but the economy is doing great. Consumer confidence is off the charts, absolutely off the chart. So now it's going to be talking about Dems fighting the economy. Listen to this.
Here's what you write at the Examiner today. Barbara New York says, Dem 2020 task, convince voters to overlook the economy. How do you do that when you wake up today and you've got an overall approval rating that's higher than it's ever been for the sitting man in the White House, Byron?
You know, in presidential elections, voters almost always say that the economy is the most important issue. But now we have very strong economic news. We just had a report of 224,000 jobs being created in June. We have low unemployment. We have higher wages. We have a bunch of good economic indicators. So if you are the opposition party, Democrats, running against President Trump, the job is to convince voters that the economy is not the most important issue. That's not really working with the electorate at large, but among Democrats, we're seeing in polls that they do list several other issues like health care or gun violence or climate change as more important than the economy. The question is whether they can convince a larger swath of voters, enough to elect a president, that the economy is not the biggest
thing. Growth around 3% annually. You'll recall these famous words from 1980, 92, and 96.
All of you will go to the polls, will stand there in the polling place and make a decision. Might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? No.
We are better off than we were 4 years ago. Let's keep it going.
Sounds to me in 18 months, you'll probably hear that same line.
You probably will, and you're going to hear President Trump say it, because right now a large number of Americans are, in fact, better off economically than they were 4 years ago. And here again, it's going to be the Democrats' task to tell them, to try to convince them that there are other things that matter more.
And let me kind of give you a little bit different twist on this, particularly looking at it from the Reagan era and what we did in 1980 and what we did in 1984. It's not only are you better off and that you're feeling it, but is the person that you're thinking about voting, are they going to hurt me economically or are they going to help me economically? When you listen to Bernie Sanders and all these people and the amount of money they're going to spend, there are a whole bunch of people who are going to finally synthesize down that what this person is talking about is going to hurt me. And under the do no harm concept, they want to change things so radically that they're asking someone to take a risk, take a change. Now, somebody may say, well, gosh, I get my student loans paid off, I get free health insurance, and go to college for free. So that helps me. But then the person who hears that says, that's going to cost me money, it's going to cost me money, it's going to cost me money. I'm not voting for that person, I'm voting against that person. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
I know it's going to be
the Dan Moore Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Continue on with the Nancy Pelosi and the far left on America's Newsroom this morning. Listen to this.
Very disappointing that the speaker would ever try to diminish our voices in so many ways.
Mark Meredith reporting live from Washington this morning. Hey, Mark, good morning.
And good morning to you, Sandra. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is no stranger to political attacks. But as you mentioned, this latest one is coming from fellow Democrats, including from someone who's gotten a lot of attention, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Pelosi, as Sandra just mentioned, criticized Ocasio-Cortez and a handful of House Democrats over their opposition to a $4 billion aid package. This is the money Congress recently approved to assist with humanitarian needs on the southern border. Pelosi said those Democrats who opposed the bill may have a large social media following, but not the same following from fellow lawmakers. I want to show you a tweet from the New York Congresswoman. This is what she had to say on Twitter over the weekend. She wrote, partly, quote, "That public whatever is called public sentiment, and wielding the power to shift it is how we actually change meaningful change in this country, achieve meaningful change." We also saw another tweet from the Congresswoman in which she said, "I don't believe it was a good idea for Dems to blindly trust the Trump administration when so many kids have died in their custody. It's a huge mistake." We've also heard from Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. She was on ABC's This Week, and she encouraged Speaker Pelosi to re-examine how Democrats are handling their majority in the House.
All of us have these experiences that I think have been missing in the halls of Congress. Honor that, respect that, put us at the table. Let's come up with a solution together. But there is a better approach.
Later this week, House Democrats are going to be spending a lot of time discussing treatment at migrant detention centers. The House Government Reform and Oversight Committee is going to be having a hearing on that issue. That's going to be happening on this Wednesday.
It's interesting that Nancy Pelosi actually took up a pretty good piece of the news on Sundays and during this morning, some other things. So Nancy Pelosi is certainly part of the subject matter. Now, you heard the Rashida Tlaib, and she was being interviewed by Martha Raddick, and it's a stop and go.
Yes. Wait.
Was she to leave?
Rashida Tlaib,
with Martha.
Oh,
sorry.
No, I'm more going because I know what's coming.
Well, I mean, you guys are gonna be blown away by this thing. And the first one's second one is she got caught, and you can tell she gets caught because she's pushing back so hard. Let's listen in.
We did today to bring the eyes and ears that you all can't have when we go into these facilities. Today, what I learned today in seeing the eyes of a father of a 14-year-old is that it's not about children only. It's also about the fathers and the mothers. But I will outwork your hate. I will outlove your hate.
Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib addressing protesters outside a detention facility in Clint, Texas this week. She joins me from Detroit. Welcome to This Week. I want to get your reaction, first of all, to Acting Secretary McElhaney.
So, in regards to the report, in regards to what he was saying, it's so contradictive got in the Inspector General's report recently. I mean, what I saw was a number of people at 14, up to 14 in one area, sleeping on the floors. A number of them saying they don't bathe within 15 days, where Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley went up to the water feature, you know, next to the where the water comes out. She turned the knob and there was no water that was coming out. And when literally every single woman confirmed what the one woman said, which is, I asked for water and they said, go drink it from the toilet. I think there was too many of us. I mean, there was close to over 10 or 11 members of Congress. Several of them were in the same cell unit where the 14 women or so was at. And then I was in another area where the door, they finally were able to open up the door for me to speak to a grandmother who has been there for 40 days and had not seen her grandson that she came with since then, who's also special needs.
Now, and what she's doing, we played that first, so because you can go back and hear the McElhaney separate interview that was with Martha before her interview. Now, this is where, and Martha asked a good pointed question here, but listen how she answers this, because she gets incensed of the question, and she tries to basically cover it up. Listen, don't listen to this. Go to a break. So we have plenty of running.
Gird your loins, ladies and gentlemen. This is a doozy of a clip.
We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
And we will live together until the 12th of November. Our voices will ring forever as
get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Other women are asked to come forward in the sex trafficking and conspiracy case against Jeffrey Epstein. He has just pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York. He was arrested Saturday, his house raided by the FBI.
Agents seized evidence, including nude photographs of what appeared to be underage girls.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman says the accusations are from about 2002 to 2005, women who say Epstein paid them for sex acts or to recruit other girls. He pleaded guilty to lesser state charges in Florida 11 years ago and served a 13-month sentence, mostly on work release. The British government apologizes for leaked memos from its ambassador to the U.S., Kim Derrick.
In the secret documents, the ambassador described the Trump administration as dysfunctional and inept. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says these were the personal views of the ambassador and do not reflect the position of the government.
Fox's Kitty Logan in London. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching again today, hoping for some thunderstorms. And I think the rain chances are at least decent later on this afternoon and this evening before they fade out tonight. So hopefully some towns will get some decent downpours. Today's high 96, low tonight 76. Tomorrow up to about 97 with some spotty thunderstorms here and there. Then on Wednesday and especially Thursday and Friday, we'll bump up the rain chances a notch or two as we watch developments in the Gulf of Mexico. High temperatures in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, guys, what'd you say, gird your loins?
Yes. goes back to old ancient warfare. Get your mind out of the gutter, folks.
Okay, this one's going to get you here. And this, I always look at somebody, how they react to somebody, a question, and how incensed they get. And what are they trying to really cover up? And there's a ton she's really covering up here.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, your colleague who was at the border with you, compared the facilities to a concentration camp. Listen. Do you agree with that comparison?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a number of experts that say this is because it's traumatic. I mean, I don't know how to explain to people what we saw when we're explaining to people and they're kind of looking back and saying, well, that can't be true. I said, but we were all there. I mean, you have Congressman Castro, Melanie, Norma, all of us were there. We saw what we saw and we heard from the folks that were in the facilities. And some of them have not seen their children since being there. What you need to also know is, do you know the mere touch? The mere, even me holding the hand, broke them down in tears. That tells you they're under a lot of trauma, that they are in a facility that is dehumanizing. And you know, this is a choice by the current administration. They are choosing to not allow asylum seekers to go through the legal process.
Here we go.
Congresswoman, I want to stop you here for just a second. Mac Leanan has been sounding the alarm for months for resources to help the migrants. You voted against the $4.6 billion emergency border bill to deal with the surge of migrants that included almost $3 billion to provide shelter and care for unaccompanied children. Acting Secretary Mac Leanan says those funds are critical to get children out of CBP custody and transferred, even if the bill didn't have
exactly
everything you wanted.
Exactly, but listen to this. Do you know what the CBP agents said on the ground, Martha?
Just answer this.
Do you know what they said? What did they say on the ground? Ask a CBP agent. That's the one thing. I can talk to the secretary and he can say throw more money at a broken system, at an inhumane system. Three agents took me aside away from my colleagues and said more money is not going to fix this, that they were not trained to separate children, that they don't want to separate two-year-olds away from their mothers. That's not what they were trained for, and that's not what they signed up for in their service to our country. They signed up to protect the border, not to separate children, not to put people in cages. They all said this is a broken system.
Okay, so they're not telling her we're not being paid to put kids in prison. And that's all. She just elaborated on that. What they're basically saying, I believe, is that money isn't going to fix it by itself. You need to change what you're doing in the House and in the Senate and change the laws. Mm-hmm. That's what I think they were saying. Now, what she did, extrapolated that into what she wanted to hear and to make herself right. Now, keep going. Watch how swirl she gets.
Not to put people in cages. They all said, this is a broken system. This is inhumane.
The Congress,
I mean, these are also human beings. These are also fathers and mothers themselves. A woman, I met an agent who's a mother of five. They all don't want to be doing this. They all know this is a choice. And let's be honest right here, Martha. In the 80s, it was more that was coming across the border. And we didn't do this. We allowed the asylum seekers to go through the legal process. We allowed community-based agencies to take the lead and show us evidence-based approaches to making sure that people are in humane conditions, that they have medical care, that they are not going to go hungry. I mean, this father told me he was there for 4 days and he's just been eating potato chips, but more importantly, he's gripping his son, telling me, I just want my son to be an American boy. I'm here because...
Okay, I want my son to be an American boy. He just admitted why he's there. He's there so his son would become an American boy. The other problem with what she was just kind of describing with all of this is it's kind of like, well, everything will be all okay if they'll just stop doing what they're doing, but it's the law that makes it where they're doing what they're doing. This lady is just absolutely nuts, and she gets even more surreal. Listen.
I just want my son to be an American boy. I'm here because I have no other choice. And I can tell you, as a mother,
I have no other choice.
But also as a child of immigrant parents, I know my parents would have done the same thing for me to have a better future. But what our country is doing is creating a generation of children that will remember what our country did to them. And that, to me, I will not vote for something that is broken and deteriorated and is inhumane. That is a choice that I am making, a conscious choice. And I can tell you my district supports me 100% because they know the system is broken. They know that these agents, again, many of them overworked. Suicide is up among CBP agents. Look at the numbers. Look at the Inspector General's report. All of us can't be lying. All of us cannot be seeing. We're all saying
it's broken. Congresswoman.
So when I voted against it, when many of us voted against it, four or five of us voted against it, it was because we knew this was not the choice that we needed our country to move forward on. There is a better choice, and we've seen it in the 80s. We need to do better than what we're doing now at the border.
Okay, first of all, in the 1980s, you know who's coming over the border? Were people from Mexico. You know who they could send directly back over the border? People from Mexico. The difference is when you're from Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, you have to hold them and process them. And see, when someone gets this outraged, she just makes crap up to fill in the mortar in this invisible wall, make-believe wall that she's creating here. This drives me nuts. And it's a liberal mindset. Let's continue on.
I want to bring up that aid package again. In a column in the New York Times this morning, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said that you and the three other progressives made yourself irrelevant to the process by voting against the bill. All these people have their public whatever and their Twitter world, she said, but they didn't have any following. They're four people, and that's how many votes they got.
Watch this.
You know, people like us, people like me and Ayanna Alhan, and Alexandria, we're reflective of our nation in many ways, but many of us didn't run to be first of anything. But more people like us have been missing in the halls of Congress. More people like us, people of color, have been missing in the chamber because most of us, and Ayanna Pressley says it more beautifully, people that are closest to the pain need to be at the table making these decisions. Guess what? We know what it feels like to be dehumanized. We know what it feels like to be brown and black in this country. And I'll tell you right now, we're not going to stand by and sit idly by and allow brown and dark-skinned children to be ripped away from their parents, to be dehumanized, to feel like...
What would you say to Nancy Pelosi? What would you say directly to Nancy Pelosi?
Honor the fact that we are there, that 650,000 people are represented by each and every single one of us, that there is some sort of, I think, in many ways... something special about having a refugee, having a woman that, you know, has experienced alone what incarceration has done to her family, right? All of us have these experiences that I think have been missing in the halls of Congress. Honor that, respect that, put us at the table. Let's come up with a solution together. But there is a better approach. They pass something out of the House. Still, I will not support anything that is broken and that dehumanizes people. But guess what? Mitch McConnell sent you back something that was worse. And I'll tell you right now, I mean, all you can do is focus on him. Uplift the women, especially the women of color within your caucus that are out there. Because I'll tell you, more people like us, more people like me that come out to vote, we win. All of us win.
And okay, I'm going to have to stop you there for time.
It is very disappointing that the speaker would ever try to diminish our voices in so many ways. Again,
I appreciate your comments.
Wow. Talking about self-importance. Mm-hmm. There need to be more people like me.
Yeah.
If there are more people like me, it would be a better world. So what do you think about that, audience? Do you think that if there were more people like her, it would be a better world? Or could it possibly be a much more chaotic world? I mean, some of the stuff she was saying... That would just be unbelievable if she were running the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
And if these four were running the entire show. They have no clue what they sound like. And they sound so misguided and uninformed. And they're just believing what they want to believe to make themselves right. And, keyword, and important. And, therefore, powerful. But to throw the race card out like that?
It plays big time. It's today's new left. It's the identity politics. It's all the intersectional, you know, issues that they harp on constantly.
Well, I tell you one thing I think is going to backfire is I know some African-Americans are going to kind of go, what are you talking about?
Right.
You ain't walked this walk. You ain't been in these shoes. You don't know what you're talking about. But I mean, she made it sound like she had been, people had been prejudiced against her from, like, whenever they got here, and her parents were immigrants.
And I'm not hearing what her solution is. She made an allusion to the 80s, so I guess she wants, you know, amnesty. But
well, what she was saying is in the 1980s, they didn't do it this way, and the reason they didn't do it this way is if you're from Mexico, you got sent back to Mexico, period. It just worked that way.
Well, but what happened in the 80s has really set the table for now
two, three decades on the immigration issue. Is there was a deal, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, that there would be border security and then you get your amnesty. The amnesty happens, the border isn't secure.
You're talking about in the Reagan time.
In the Reagan era, yeah.
Reagan bit on that apple too quickly. But I'm telling you, it is not, among African Americans, they're going to kind of go, honey, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're so unfortunate that you got elected to Congress. That's how unfortunate things are for you. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back with Tommy B right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Folks, you got those videos, Betamax, and 8mm films? Need to get them converted over to digital so you can keep them forever. And how do you do that? You call Dan Black at Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818. This is the week you need to go make that happen. Don't look at that box of videos sitting underneath your bed, deteriorating every single day. Get them out. Call Dan. Ask for the Dan Morris Show special and tell him what you've got and let him give you a price on it. He's going to get it done for you, and then you're going to be able to keep it forever. Okay, telephone number, get ready to copy. 334-440-7818. 334-440-7818. Okay. Had a little taste for something kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So Fresh Market has added some fun things to. They have these cookies, and you buy it. It's $9.99 a pound. They have this caramel with chocolate, and it has kind of, it's brittle, so mm-hmm. You put it with ice cream.
Yeah.
But this is the thing that they had. that was absolutely scrumptious. They had a muffin that had a kind of vanilla flavor to it with chocolate chips on the top.
Yeah.
Take that and put it in the oven.
Okay.
Heat it.
Yeah.
Put a little butter on it.
Oh.
Glass of milk. Oh. Nobody gets hurt. I have it from a good source that someone had one of those and they had really, really, really enjoyed it. That's the kind of stuff I like to find at Fresh Market. That kind of scrumptious type of things. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tommy B. Tommy B., how are you, my friend?
How y'all doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm going to make it. Nobody listened to me complain. So.
There you go. I know. They're tired of listening to you, but Tommy B. How was Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Actually, my wife and mother-in-law went down and had to go to South Alabama the other day, and they actually stopped and got two cantaloupe. They were going down to see somebody, and they only picked up two cantaloupe. Because they didn't have, they wanted to get some vegetables and stuff, but were afraid to leave them sitting in the car, you know, that long in the heat. So I think we're going to go back down there this weekend and
good.
Pick up some stuff. But I've been wanting to call you, but I didn't figure to, you know, call you about two cantaloupe, which, you know, they say it was excellent. I cut one while they were down there visiting. But
yeah, let me tell you, those things are juicy, run amok. I actually made adult beverages with one of them.
Hey, I mean, it worked. I think I saw the receipt. I mean, it went about $2 and something a piece.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly right. They're $2 each.
Yeah, so, but like I said, I wasn't going to, you know, call you until we use the whole thing up and see what all we got. So.
That's quite all right.
I didn't catch the lady's name that was getting interviewed, but where is her despair and discouragement and concern and outrage for the kids that are separated by their military mother or daddy that are deployed all over the world? Where's her concern? And like I say, all those other descriptions I gave, how come she's not?
Well, you know, this is part of the woe is me syndrome that's out there, is that, you know, she sees a wrong and she wants to right it. And the problem is, and you heard her say that a guy said, I just want my son to be an American citizen. Well, tough noogies, there's a way to do that. And it's not coming over here illegally. There's a way to go process and try that. Don't just think you walk in, you get ownership to become an American citizen. It doesn't work that way.
Hey, you know, the way I look at it, they're not in prison. All they can say is, hey, I want to go home. And, you know, mark them straight out the back door and send them back over to Mexico, and they can go back to Guatemala or Nicaragua or wherever. I mean, just, hey, I want to go home. And, you know, nobody's holding them there. I mean, they just can't come in the United States. They're welcome to go south. But, you know, I mean, that's all they got to do.
Yeah, this whole argument, and again, I'm glad Martha pressed her on the thing. Why did you vote against that legislation? But the media does not press them on exactly, are they being, if they wanted to go back home, could they go back home? And the answer would be yes.
Yep. You know, if the Democrats hadn't encouraged them to come up here at the very beginning, we wouldn't be having this problem.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not as much of the Democrats as the cartel. They're actually running ads in Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador saying, you need to go to America now before it's too late and take your children with you.
I wonder how much the cartel is financing some of these Democratic folks in Washington.
Well, they're supposed to be doing zero, but you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, me and you know both that know better than that. But especially some of them California legislators and stuff. But anyway, like I say, where is the concern for the military kids and the parents that are deployed all over the world? You know, but they don't have any.
They don't have a seat at the table, as she said.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Well, that's all I got.
Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you again.
Take care.
You too, Jim. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. I hope y'all had a great 4th of July.
I had a magnifico one.
Good. I got to watch my favorite entertainment that day, the old hot dog eating contest.
Oh, the Nathan's hot dog?
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, Don. The guy ate 71 hot dogs, a 10-pack of hot dogs, 1-pound pack. That's 7 pounds of hot dogs. That's just unbelievable. I think my stomach would split open.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that anytime
soon. That's gross. Hey, Dan, real quick, you know, the media just is instead of reporting the news, the most immediate, they're just providing cover for the left. They're running interference for them.
What do you hear Martha talk to the new acting secretary of DHS? What do you hear what she says and the way she asks these questions?
Yeah. And the, real quick, on the day of the Trump speech, they interviewed all the candidates, the 2020 candidates, before the speech, and they all had the same line, tanks running down the street, all this stuff, and none of it happened.
Yep.
But did the media come back and ask them about that?
No.
Not a single word. And I got one more question, Dan. If you listened to his speech, they were, when they went back after and were nitpicking everything he said, what was the deal about citizens? He used the word citizens for Americans instead of, I guess it was going to offend the illegal immigrants that are here. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But they were picking on it about using the word citizen. Well, that's what I was taught when I was growing up in school. You're an American citizen.
Yep. Yeah. I tell you something that was for me. I listened to the speech on XM radio, and the speech on audio was outstanding. I thought that the bulletproof glass being wet and the raining kind of distracted from the speech. But when I heard it, every bit of it, when I was driving back into town, and then I went in and I watched it on video, and I was going like, boy, this is very different in video.
Well, I thought it was a great speech.
I thought it was, too. It was a very D-Day kind of speech.
One of the most patriotic Fourth of July we've had since Ronald Reagan had the Beach Boys.
I know the Gipper would appreciate that.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, thanks. News on 93.1 FM, reminder this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass, Prattville location. Looking for a brand new car or truck, you need to go to Brubaker Motors and check them out. They are selling and have on sale great deals, particularly in the truck department. Take advantage of it. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And the muffins are in, when you're looking at the butcher area, it's over on the left-hand side. You'll see muffins, you'll see cookies and donuts and things like that. And the muffins, they only had one of them. I got the last one yesterday for someone. But they are really good. They smell magnificent. And those cookies, put it with a little milk. Oh, my gosh. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show. Karma, did you like that? Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Mm-hmm.